The next case is 12,186 Lawrence G. Plank and Holly J. Fox seek a variance from the side yard setback requirement of for an existing structure, sections 115-25 and 115-185 of Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the west side of Harbor Road, approximately 60 feet south of South Rodney Drive in North Shores Development. The 911 address is 21933 Padula Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 234, Map 8, Parcel 59. They are specifically requesting a 5.4-foot variance for the side for an existing shed. Received no letters in opposition, no mail returns, and we did receive one letter in support. It is from Glenn Frome for James Donahue. Mr. Donahue owns the property, which is adjacent to the applicant's outbuilding. He handled all of Mr. Donahue's affairs as his attorney in fact. We were made aware of the outbuilding was too close to the property line after the applicants had their survey done. We considered trying to resolve the matter by conveying a strip of land to the applicant's seller. However, there was not enough time to do so before settlement. Acting as his legal fiduciary, he would like to express his support for the variance application. The location of that building does not adversely affect Mr. Donahue's or his property in any way. And again, that is from attorney Glenn Frome.
Okay.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Lawrence Plank, 1290 Harrisburg Road.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, Mr.
Good evening, members of the board. I actually work with the guy who just left here. I like him okay, and you'd think we'd speak more, otherwise one of us would have covered two instead of both of us being here. But we're going to try to get better when we get a little older. I think the last time I was here, the board had a slightly different composition, I believe. I don't think Ms. McGee or Mr. Mears was on it then.
I was here.
But whether or not you've all... Whenever I come, I always stress how important I consider surveys to be, and I'm going to say once again for everyone in this room, you're making a huge mistake if you ever buy a piece of property, I don't care how big or small it is, without getting a survey, as you will hear in this case.
Amen.
My client signed a contract to buy a piece of land that's 18 3/4 acre in size.
If I may interrupt,
I'm sorry.
For the record, you're Mr. Schaub.
Oh, I am. I'm sorry.
Bill Schaub?
Yes. Yes, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
I kind of forgot.
That's okay. That happens as we get older,
doesn't
it?
You didn't forget who you were. You just forgot you had to say your name, right?
Thank you for reminding me. But my clients...
We appreciate your expedience.
They signed a contract to buy a piece of land, 18 3/4 acre size, had three structures on it, a house, a swimming pool, and a barn. So one could think in a 19-acre piece of land... you could fit three structures on it. And in fact, when they decided to have a survey done, their seller kind of discouraged them and said, what do you need a survey for? It's a big piece of land, we got these three buildings. So you do a survey, find out the swimming pool's only partially on the land, the rest of it's on the neighbor's land. Hmm. The house is just inside the setbacks, and the building that we're here for the variance for is too close to the property line. So, in fact, Mr. Fromm, who wrote the letter in support, he was so concerned about this that they agreed they had to sell a piece of their property to the applicant's sellers so that the swimming pool could be on the property. That's why when you look at survey, it's got the jag in it. That's so that the swimming pool and the deck are now on their property, whereas when they signed the contract, part of it was on the neighbor's property. As they mentioned in the letter, they did also try to resolve the issue with this building being too close. But things happen very quickly as surveys are done right before settlement. There was only a couple days to go, and the pool was a far bigger issue because it was truly an encroachment. So therefore, Mr. Fromm sent the letter. As I mentioned in the application, the uniqueness here is really the facts. It's not the property. It's just the facts that things could be so messed up for such a big piece of property. Again, historically, when these things happen, who knows why? The property was built. The house was built 2002 by the applicant sellers. The pool was built sometime later, and the outbuilding was built sometime later after that, without a permit. And by the way, I think that issue also came up at settlement. I think the agreement was they would get a CO for all of those if they filed a variance application. So I think that's been taken care of. the issue of whether the property cannot otherwise be developed, well, it's, everything's already there. And as you can see on the survey, these are big tracts of, well, 19 acres, and the piece next to it is also pretty large. So, so the building is almost 10 feet from the property line, should be 15, and of course, as you know, it's only that because of the size of the building, because it's over 600 square feet. Otherwise, it would have met the variance. Setbacks. And it's not the entire building, it's the back corner of the building. Not created by the applicant, obviously. They didn't build any of these structures, and they just found out, I think it was 2 days before settlement, that these problems even existed. Will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood. Those buildings have been there close to 15 years. The only person they could really affect is Mr. Fromm, who wrote the letter saying it doesn't affect me at all, and who actively has helped them try to straighten out this problem. So I don't think you could find a situation where it is more clear that it is not altering the essential character of the neighborhood when the only person affected says, I'm fine with it. And the minimum variance, this is it. The building is there. The only way this could be corrected would be to tear off a piece of what is a pretty new, large outbuilding. And for all of those reasons, we ask that in this case the variance be granted, say there's only the one. And that is our presentation. And Mr. Plank, could come up, please. Mr. Plank, you've been listening to me, including my name, right?
Yep.
To the best of your knowledge, is what I've presented to the board true and accurate?
Yes.
So, how would you be able to fix this encroachment problem?
You would actually have to remove a big section of the structural integrity to repair that.
So obviously it would cost.
Yes, it costs, and it would be pretty much starting from scratch.
And obviously it would change the looks of this large barn. Big barn, garage?
It's a barn slash garage.
Okay. Is there anything else you'd like to add to the board to what I've said today?
The only other thing I'd like to ask is, say to the board is, we were actually the ones who brought this up at the sale of the property. We had an idea once the survey was done, it was time to look for permits, it was time to, if this went on without permits, Holly and I were actually the ones that decided, I want proof of permits. So what we're trying to do is get everything legal, everything where it is. We tried to do it before settlement. But, as you said, we ran out of time on this part. We had talked to Mr. Fromm. He was fine. But we're just trying to make everything legal. We're trying to do it the way it needs to be done. And that's why we're here. We wouldn't have even had to say anything. That's not what we wanted.
I noticed that there's, on your building, it's a very large parcel, so the small survey. There's a covered area.
That is actually what is in. What is in the setback. The building itself isn't.
Okay.
The covered area is, but the gentleman that built these buildings was truly, he was a very good builder. Those are I-beams, actually, that hold that overhang, that the overhang's made out. They come back into the building. That's why I say it would ruin the structural integrity of not only the overhang, but also the building.
Okay, because I didn't know if, I wanted to make sure that we were talking about the building or everything was covered.
It's mostly the overhang.
The overhang, okay.
Well, actually, it is the overhang.
The covered area.
And also, member of the board, I have a picture I didn't give because I didn't think it would come up this way, but this shows exactly what you're asking if you'd like.
Okay.
And it shows the overhang and the beams.
Okay. Ms. McGee has a question.
Were there permits obtained to build these structures?
Yes, we applied for them.
No.
The previous property owner did not apply for permits. There were no permits and no COs for the structures. There are now because the applicants came in to get them.
So how could they get a building permit with a structure already there that's in the setback?
Well, they came to get the permit, but they're going, like, they had to get a permit for the pool, which they had fixed the setbacks, and they had to get a permit. It's pending the variance. So they've made the application.
So the previous owner that just built the house and everything never got a building permit for anything? Is that what you're telling me?
There might be a permit for the house. There is not a permit for the pool. There's not a permit for the accessory structure. I'm pretty sure there is for the house.
Are we certain about a CO? That's too detailed at this early stage.
Again, the house complies with setbacks.
Do you have occupancy?
We have a temporary.
Okay.
For the house?
Yes. The inspection was done 2 days before settlement.
For the house?
But the accessory structure.
No, for the barn.
For the accessory structure.
Right.
The house was done years ago.
Okay. Do you know when the house was built?
2002.
Okay. So there should have been a permit and then subsequently a certificate of occupancy.
I checked with the county and was told, the county records, and was told that the house was closed out. The house was fine.
Okay.
It was the pool window.
Sounds good.
Mm-mm-mm.
Are there other questions from members of the board?
Not at this time. He's answering them.
Mr. Sharp.
The property looks fairly wooded. Is that correct?
Yes.
And is there any low spots? It looks like there's a pond or something in the rear. Are there areas that can't be built upon because they're too low or anything like that?
Not that I know of, no.
Okay.
They're only the lowest spots in the back, as you see.
Okay. Are there, I presume there's septic on this property?
Is there septic, yes.
And where's the septic field located?
I honestly don't know.
Okay.
There's a lot of mystery on this property.
I know this. I know it was, and I don't have the paperwork. I know it was inspected. We had it completely, everything inspected before.
Okay.
There was no issues with where it was. There was no issues with where it was to the well or anything else.
His reason for the question was primarily for placement of the house, which isn't the issue, but we get it. And either way, it wasn't created by you, correct?
We just want to make it right.
You haven't built any of this? Okay.
I have nothing further, sir.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of this application? One?
Favor.
Okay. Is there anyone here in opposition? Hearing or seeing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'll make a motion. We approve case 12,186. A variance is needed to enable the applicant to reasonably use the shed, which is in violation. The violation was not created by the applicant because the original owners of the property built the shed. And it will not alter the essential character of the neighborhood because for 15 years it's been there without adversely affecting the neighbors, and we have a letter of approval from the neighbor. And it's a minimum variance that will afford the applicant relief.
Very well. Is there a second?
I second that motion.
We have a...
I have one question.
Okay.
Can I ask a question before we vote?
Sure can.
The previous owners, are they available?
The husband died 5 years ago. The wife was the last owner. And as far as I know, she lives in Lewis somewhere. That's all I know.
And they sold you part of their property?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I mean, I'm just...
Okay.
I don't know.
All right. I have a motion and a second. So by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye.
Mr. Calloway.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Ms. McGee.
Aye, for the reason stated.
Mr. Mears.
Aye, for my reasons.
And aye, too, for the reasons stated. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 12,186 is approved.
Thank you very much.